There they are, the twin waterfalls. The tears of the bride. This is it, the entrance to the temple. I did it. You said I couldn't. You said I'd fail, that I'd blunder into some trap like the amateur I am, and you wouldn't be around to rescue me. Well, sir, here I am. First. I'd love to see that smug, handsome face of yours when you realize that one of your lowly students beat you to the prize. 10 years you've been looking, and I'm the one who found it. Serves you right, making me do all that research on the Englishman's expedition, leaving me in a dank library basement while you jetted around the world, giving lectures and interviews on the work I had done. Okay, don't get cocky, kiddo. You might have left him behind in London, but you are in the bride's territory now, and the legends all say she was a jealous lover. She's not gonna just let you waltz into her hidden sanctum and take her most cherished treasure, if you know what I mean. Not without some resistance. Where is that parchment? The Englishman's damned poem. He and his two partners made it all the way inside, then he returned alone, and without the treasure. Ah, here it is. Through the fall of tears, into the realm of fears, back we crawled through time, past the serpent vines. Quick across the sands, with grasping, greedy hands, we reached out for her prize, to only touch it with her eyes. Not exactly Shakespeare, but I give it points for being creepy. The realm of fear, serpent vines? Almost certainly poetic license, but in reference to what? Flower language aside, the truth is that 3 very experienced treasure hunters went into that temple and only one came out. I hope I can do this. Damn it. Why do I hear you in my head? Telling me I'm not tough enough, not smart enough to finish this. Warning me I can't do it without you. No, sir. I am not that scared, submissive little girl who showed up in your class thinking you were some god. I trekked 200 miles through snake-infested jungle to get here. I can handle whatever the fuck the bride throws at me. And I'll handle it alone. Okay then, kiddo. Through the fall of tears, let's see. Yes, here behind the western waterfall, there's an entrance. More like a crack in the rock. The carvings around it are eroded, but yes, there's the jaguar motif. The bride's spirit shape. Let me just get a flashlight on. My torch. Oh, wow. The tunnels. Hundreds of carvings. All fangs and claws, biting heads. This has got to be the realm of fears. It's so narrow, I'm going to have to squeeze in sideways. There's no way I'm getting my pack or rifle through. There's barely room to slip through. Oh, the Englishman and his pals must have been skinny sons of bitches. The benefits of dysentery, I guess. You, sir, with those strong, wide shoulders, you'd never have made it. Oh, shit, don't get stuck, don't get stuck. Help is a long way off if I get stuck. Just a little... I'm through. Yes. Into what? Into some antechamber. There's light coming down from some shaft in the mountain way, way above, and water trickling. Look at these vines. I've never seen a species like this before. They do look a little like green serpents. Wait, what's that in the corner? Bones? One of the Englishman's partners. Odd how the vines have grown around him in coils. He almost looks mummified, his limbs pulled tight together. That's not natural. Hey, something just moved in here. I can hear it rustling in the vines. Some animal or... No. No, that's impossible. It's the vines. They're moving. The vines are moving. Ugh. God, my foot. My wrist. I gotta get my knife and cut. Cut. Oh, there are so many. They're so strong. Slash, kiddo. Slash them. Slash. Oh, I have to get out of this chamber. Yeah. Okay, there's an arch. If I can just... Ah, my boot. Fuck. One just pulled off my boot. Not... No. Not my neck. Oh. I got it loose. I'm almost to the arch. I have to keep cutting. Cut. Oh. Ah. Oh. I'm through onto some steps. What? No, one's hooked into the back of my shorts. I can't get a good angle to slash it. It's dragging me back. Gotta kick my boot off and wiggle out of the shorts. Yes. There. Take them. Choke on them. Take my other boot too, you grabby fucking bastards. Strain and snap at me all you want. You can't reach me this far down these steps. Okay. Okay, calm down. Calm down. You're alive. Yeah, I know what you'd say. I'm stripped down to a t-shirt and these admittedly cool camouflage patterned tights in the middle of a cursed temple hundreds of miles from anyone. But you know what that smug little summation leaves out? I'm the one here. You are back in London wondering where how your meek little student bested you, you son of a bitch. I'm here. And alive, and I'm gonna walk out with your prize. So forget the serpent vines and look for. Oh. There she is, the bride. Look how they carved her, reclined in that shaft of light on a bed of golden sand. Those fat breasts and heavy hips, that jaguar smile. Fuck Hollywood. The ancients knew how to depict a real goddess. And there, in her hand, is it? Yes, the ruby phallus, carved from a single giant stone. They didn't even try and mask the meaning by making it a wand or scepter of some kind. It's the perfect gift for the fertility queen. No wonder she's smiling like that. Now, honey, you're gonna hand it off to me, and... What the... Who the hell said that? Who's up there? You! No, no, no. That's not fair. How did you get here? You rappelled down from the top of the shaft. Very funny. Though it looks like you should have packed more rope. It's gonna take some time to find a way down from that ledge. No. How did you get here? You copied my notes? You bastard, of course you did. Your whole career has been built on the backs of misty-eyed grad students willing to do anything for the big, strong, handsome hero. No, no, sir. I will not control myself, and I will not be controlled by you. Not anymore. Running all over campus, fetching you books, fetching your coffee, hoping to be noticed, aching for one word of praise. But you never saw me, did you? I was just another one in your stable of students. At least until London. You saw me then, didn't you? After the Harvard blonde got drunk and passed out and that professor from Cambridge turned out to be a lesbian. Then you saw the curvy little research assistant. Then you saw me. What did you call me, your yes sir, no sir girl? You practically ordered me to your hotel room. And that's when I spotted the Englishman's poem on your desk. The final piece of the puzzle I'd been putting together for months, right under your nose. You were so amused when I told you I wanted to tie you to the bed. The submissive little girl, acting all demanding and dominant. But all it took to get you to agree was the promise of my lips on your cock. How long before someone found you? 3 days?
Yeah, that sounds right. Bet you were still hard.
That's it. Work your way down off that ledge. By the time you do, I'll have the phallus and be gone. I know all the bride's traps now. And once past them and out of the cave, I will vanish into the jungle. And you can read all about me in National Geographic. Maybe they'll make a movie about my adventures. So watch me take the phallus right out from under you. Just a few steps like this across these golden sands, and I can reach out and take... Huh? Hey. Hey, this sand is damp. Damp and sticky. I can't move my feet. I'm stuck. My feet are stuck in the sand. It's like I stepped into glue. I'm sinking. What did this stupid poem say? Quick across the sands. Quick sand. This is what happened to the last partner. This is why the Englishman couldn't reach the ruby. And I walked right into it. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, shit, if I had got my boots on, maybe I might have been able to wiggle out of them and get away. But these tights and my stocking feet, I'm trapped. Stuck. I'm stuck in quicksand, like some fucking rookie. You, stop laughing at me. Get down here, you have to pull me out. Seriously, I'm sinking in this. Guck. Every time I try to pull one foot loose, the other sinks deeper. Okay, I won't move. I'll stand perfectly still and sink slowly. Just find a way down to me. But carefully, if you fall and crack your skull, I'm sunk. Literally. So go slow. Up. But go fast, if you know what I mean. Oh, I'm still sinking. It's over my knees. Oh god, it's so thick and gross and soft. I really can't move. I 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 can't get out. Hurry. Okay, yeah. Jump to the steps. Not too close to the arch, but don't land in the sand. You know that's solid right there. Yeah, good. Now come down to the bottom step and pull me out. Yes, pull me out. Pull me out. Why are you just standing there? I'm sinking. What? Okay, fine, sure. You were right. I blundered right into a trap, just like you said I would, and I need you to rescue me. Satisfied? No. What do you want? I'm up to my thighs in this stuff. Listen to me. Listen to me, okay? I can't feel a bottom. I can't feel anything under my feet but thicker, gummier sand. So please give me your hand. Payback? I left you tied to a bed where someone would find you, not sinking in some ancient gooey death trap. Help me. Get me out of this. Wait. Don't back away, please. Please. Sir, help me. I need your help. I'm sorry, truly. I shouldn't have tricked you like I did back in London. I was a very naughty girl. I'm hip deep in this ooey, gooey quicksand. Trapped, stuck. And I need your help, sir. I need you to save me. I'll do anything. Anything. Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Reach, stretch. Oh, no, you're too far, fuck. You left all your rope halfway up the shaft. So make one. Take off your shirt. Take off my shirt. Fine, fuck, of course. Here, catch it. Oh, thank you, sir. I'm glad you like my bra. My tits. But if you don't hurry up and save me, you're gonna lose sight of them. No. No, sir, please. I'm not telling you what to do. That's not my place. I'm very sorry. Can you forgive me? Thank you, sir. Yes. Oh, yes, tie the shirts together. Very clever, sir. Toss one end to me. Ah, still too short. Fuck, and I'm sinking deeper. I'm trying not to panic, but I am nipple deep in fucking quicksand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can control myself. I promise. I have an idea, if I can suggest it. Would you mind terribly taking off your pants? Take them off and tie them to the shirts. Yes, sir. I am a naughty girl. Oh my, sir. I can see the bulge in your boxers. Is my being trapped like this helpless? Is it turning you on? I meant what I said. If you save me, I'll do anything. So please, throw the rope. Hurry! Yes! Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, sir. Now pull. Pull! No, wait. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you orders. I'm just thinking. The ruby. We'll never get across this quicksand to get it. I'm as close as we'll ever be. Throw me your end of the rope. I'll use it to knock the ruby loose, catch it, and then you save us both. Please, sir, it's not like you have a lot of time to think about it. Throw me your end. Good. Ah, good. Skillfully done, sir. Now I just have to, twist around a bit. Oh, this is so gross. How can something so soft be so heavy and impossible to move in? Okay, I'm facing the bride. Yes, sir. Well, if I miss and lose the ruby in the quicksand, you can let me sink too, okay? Good. Ah, God, I'm up to my neck. Here goes. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Knocked it off and got it. Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. Oh, God, I can't twist back. I'm completely stuck. I'm gonna throw the rope over the head to you, and you catch it. Please, the sand is touching my chin. No, sir, I can't toss you the ruby. It might land in the quicksand. It's both of us or nothing. Now pull, please. Pull! I'm going under. Pull! Pull! Oh! No! Grab my hand! Can you grab my hand? Pull me out! Please pull me out, sir! Oh, God! Yes! All the way out! Up the steps! Higher, please! Thank you! I want to be clear of the quicksand. I can't believe I walked into fucking quicksand. Huh? Yeah. I do appear to be naked. The muck peeled the tights right off me. You're almost naked too. You saved my life, sir. I want to keep my promise. The one I made today, and the one I made in London. Remember? The promise of my mouth on your cock? Look at your boxers twitch. You remember. Slip them off. Please, sir. Move a little higher up the steps, so I can kneel just here. Good. Oh, God, look how hard you are. Hard and red. Your own ruby phallus. That's it, sir. Put your hands back. Brace yourself. I'm just going to lick the tip. Mm. Do you like that, sir? Do you? My tongue on your dick. My mouth. Taking you in. Sucking. You're close, aren't you, sir? So close. So close you haven't even noticed the vines. The way they've looped and coiled around your wrists and arms. Oh, too late, darling. You can't pull away. Not with your hands pinned behind you like that. It's just like London. You're trapped again. Aw, fuck, I love seeing you like that, you arrogant bastard. It gets me so fucking wet. You know, when I was watching you struggle to get out of that hotel bed, I almost came. I did come later, playing it over in my head again and again. And here you are, hard and helpless once more. Only this time, I don't have to get a head start on you. I'm gonna straddle your lap and ease myself down on that hard, pretty cock of yours, inch by inch by. Oh, you know what? Fuck that. I almost drowned back there in that sticky muck while you played with your dominant male fantasies. But now you're the one snared and helpless, and I'm gonna ride you till I fucking lose it. Oh, I knew that pretty face of yours meant you'd have a pretty cock. Oh, it feels so good. It hits all the right spots. How do you like being fucked, huh? I'm used to fucking all your little students. All the little students that follow you around waiting for your dick to notice them, huh? Do you have a hierarchy? Did you know when you were gonna fuck me, huh? Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come. Having you all dressed and tied and trapped. Oh, I'm coming. Yes, yes, come with me. Come with me. Oh, come with me, you bastard. Oh, struggle and try. Oh, my God. Oh, come with me. Yes, yes. Oh, dread, get loose. Yes. Oh, you can't. You can't. You can't. Oh, but try. Train. Strain. Struggle. Oh, yes. I can feel the vines pulling you back towards the arch, pulling you right out of me. Oh, poor baby. Oh, well, I'm gonna take the ruby and go back up the way you came. I'm gonna go find your rope, climb out, and make my way back to my camp. And just so you think I'm not grateful to you for saving me from that sticky, gooey quicksand. Here, my knife. I'm putting it in your hand. Hold tight. Maybe you can cut your way loose before the vines draw you in and you get all wrapped up. I'll leave the rope for you. I have to go now, little man. Fame and fortune await. Maybe I'll meet you again, hunting for some golden idol or pirate's chest. Whether we do or not, our time here together is something I'll always treasure. Sir, have a nice one.